From Shaw and Partners, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Very good morning, Mike.
In terms of trade, if I'm optimistic and take the oil out, we're doing okay. Is that fair?
We are. So Stats New Zealand yesterday released international trade figures. So at the very high level, you saw a lift in total exports in the June quarter, $28.5 billion to $32.5 billion. Imports lifted as well, so not wildly dissimilar numbers at the end. As part of those numbers, we also look at what is called the Terms of Trade Index. Now, I'm going to admit here, that's not really a household topic. This is unlikely to be the sort of first thing that's going to be talked about around the work water cooler, but it's pretty important nonetheless. To sort of try and explain it simply, the Terms of Trade measures how much we can buy from the rest of the world with what we sell to the rest of the world. So it's really looking at the relationship of export prices to import prices. So we've got to kind of work out with, can we afford to buy the stuff we need from overseas, but through the returns we get from what we sell overseas. And the reason I wanted to pick up on this is because it looked pretty bad, which kind of flies in the face of this great export story that we've been selling, doesn't it? So terms of trade fell 9%, which is a hefty fall, but it's one of these occasions when you have to look at the detail because it puts the outcome into the correct perspective. So it looks like we've got significantly less purchasing power internationally, but what we saw, as if most people could probably figure this out, the higher oil prices have pushed the import prices higher. So you saw a 14% increase in import prices, actually a fall in volume, but because, you know, the price went up, we had that increase there. But at the same time, our export prices rose 3.5%, and we had a 6.4% lift in export volumes. So without the fuel price issue, the other side of the ledger, the export numbers, I think they look pretty solid. So, and in fact, if you actually sort of drill it all down and distill it all down, the implication of the export numbers are sort of positive for the Q2 GDP. Look, there were other flow-on effects from the high oil prices. Things like plastics went up as well. But I'll run the risk of being sort of repetitive on this, but we do have this non-trivial risk around the longevity of the Middle East conflict and its impact on fuel prices and supply. You know, in other words, the longer it drags on, the more it increases the risk of second round or indirect effects. Yeah. The one thing that I'm kind of surprised at, Mike, sort of slightly different topic, but have you seen the reports in the last few days about there seems to be quite a lot of oil coming through the strait?
That's what I said yesterday. Listen to the bloody program, man. I said on Monday, Chris Wright was out there, 17 million barrels through Monday. Normally pre-war, it was 20.
Yeah, but the issue that I want to pick up on is that it doesn't seem to have had any impact on the oil price.
No.
And this is the thing that I'm intrigued by this at the moment. So I've been on ChatGPT all morning trying to figure out what's basically telling you that the end result was there is still upside risk to the oil price. But you would have thought with all the oil coming out, it would start to
I would have thought so too.
Anyway,
I've got you on another you mentioned the Q2 GDP. Do you reckon that could surprise to the upside? Everyone's got it negative. Do you reckon it could surprise to the upside?
There's always the potential for that. There is always, I mean, there are, you know, our economic boffin friends out there, you know, the real economists, not the backyard ones like me, you know, that crunch all the numbers, they still seem to be coming up with sort of zero or slightly negative. So I think we should give them the benefit of the doubt. But I think, yes, what you're saying is, I think there is a risk that it could surprise the upside.
Now, the Fidelity Life thing, does that I'm assuming, takes a major player out of the market and therefore someone's going to want a question or two answered, aren't they?
Yeah, absolutely. So in the life insurance world in New Zealand, there are a few big players, really. You've got AIA, Chubb, Partners Life, Fidelity Life. Yesterday it was reported that Partners Life has acquired Fidelity. So it's two of the big players coming together. It's a big deal, Mike, significant deal. Price quoted at $630 million. So Partners Life is owned by Dai-ichi Life, Japanese company. Fidelity was owned by the New Zealand Super Fund. Naitahu had a stake. The founders had a stake. Yeah, this deal is subject to the full gamut, the full range of regulatory approvals, OIO, Reserve Bank, Commerce Commission. So if it does eventually go through, it does sort of remove a significant player in the life insurance market. So we'll have to wait and see what Commerce Commission thinks about it.
Okay, super quick. Stiasny will kick him up the bum, won't he? I mean, he's your go-to guy for this sort of problem, isn't he?
Yeah, a huge CV. Michael Stiasny has taken on the role of independent chair at Winton, so it's got them back trading on the NZX. I think the market's going to watch this with a great deal of interest to see if his, I think we could describe it as a no-nonsense approach, will steady the ship or not. But so we'll see how that story plays out.
Give me the numbers.
Yeah, nice little rally going on, as you said. The Fed governors sort of settled the markets down, and the market, they've got back to doing what they do best, which is pumping up the share market. The Dow Jones is up 626 points, 1.18%, 53,688. The S&P 500 up 88 points, 1.15%, 7754 the mark there. And the NASDAQ is up 1.57%, 412 points. 26,631. FTSE 100 up 0.7% overnight. What have we got? 10,831. The Nikkei fell small 0.17%, 64214. The Shanghai Composite barely changed, 3942. The Aussies yesterday gained 0.46%, 9,020 the close there. The NZX 50 fell 0.61%, 84 points. 13,846. One Kiwi dollar, a little bit stronger this morning against the US, 0.5884, 0.8167 against the Aussie, 0.5058 euro, 0.4346 against the pound, 91.47 Japanese yen, gold $4,489. Yeah, and as we said, Brent crude still up there, $95.62.
You have a good weekend, mate. Shaw and Partners, Andrew Kelleher.